Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens, read by Roxanne McKee. After Ma left, over the next few weeks, Kaya's oldest brother and two sisters drifted away too, as if by example. They had endured Pa's red-faced rages, which started as shouts, then escalated into fist slugs or backhanded punches, until one by one they disappeared. They were nearly grown anyway, and later, just as she forgot their ages, she couldn't remember their real names, only that they were called Missy, Murph, and Mandy. On her porch mattress, Kaya found a small pile of socks left by her sisters. On the morning when Jody was the only sibling left, Kaya awakened to the clatter clank and hot grease of breakfast. She dashed into the kitchen thinking Ma was home frying corn fritters or hoe cakes. But it was Jody, standing at the wood stove, stirring grits. She smiled to hide the letdown, and he patted the top of her head, gently shushing her to be quiet. If they didn't wake Pa, they could eat alone. Jody didn't know how to make biscuits, and there wasn't any bacon, so he cooked grits and scrambled eggs in lard, and they sat down together, silently exchanging glances and smiles. They washed their dishes fast, then ran out of the door toward the marsh, he in the lead. But just then, Pa shouted and hobbled toward them. Impossibly lean, his frame seemed to flop about from poor gravity, his molars yellow as an old dog's teeth. Kaya looked up at Jody. "We can run. Hide in the mossy place." "It's okay. It'll be okay," he said. Later, near sunset, Jody found Kaya on the beach staring at the sea. As he stepped up beside her, she didn't look at him, but kept her eyes on the rolling waves. Still, she knew by the way he spoke that Pa had slugged his face.
"I have to go, Kaya. Can't live here any longer."